We're talking about mental health at the moment and the importance of being open and talking about it. I found her. I have. Sharon Race is a writer and she's currently putting together a series of monologues exploring mental health. Why are you doing this? Or tell me about the project you're working on.
Yeah, the project is working with clinical psychologist Jane McCarthy at Lansdowne Clinic, which is based in Gosforth. And what we're going to be doing is, or certainly what I'm doing, is basically writing a series of monologues based around mental health, those who suffer from it, those who care or work within the mental health industry, those who every day care for somebody who suffers from mental health. So
why are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it because it's very pertinent to modern life, I believe. Some of the statistics that I've got of one in four people will experience mental health issues over the course of a year, which is actually a huge number of people.
I would have thought it was far more, but one in four.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but it's, if people are willing to talk is the thing, isn't it? A lot of it's swept under the carpet, as we've already heard this morning.
Being a writer and comedian, have you had, because, you know, us performers, we're all a bit vulnerable, really, aren't
yeah.
we? Have you had personal experience?
I have, yeah. Anxiety and stress. More sort of reactive, which is reacting to life situations rather than anything else. But yeah, because the creativity, as you say, we tend to be sort of a bit more highly strung, shall we say, Jonathan?
Everyone's going, oh, for goodness sake.
<right. laughs>
Darling, you have to be in a business, you'll understand. No, I'm joking. Mental health covers a whole range of issues. I mean, panic attacks and anxiety issues are awful for people.
Yeah.
What kind of conditions are you going to be focusing on?
Absolutely any. I mean, basically, I'll be looking if how people's mental health symptoms have developed or shown their sort of ugly head, what that means to their moods, their patterns, their physicality. If it's a constant battle with ongoing conditions such as bipolar or, as you say, crippling anxiety, and also the reactive depressions, which seems to be a lot more regular nowadays. That it's the reactive.
Do you think doing these monologues will change people's perceptions?
Well, I certainly hope so. And if people listen to people who've got mental health problems, as the previous interviewee said, that's a big thing, isn't it?
Do you think we should change the tag?
What, from mental health?
To something else.
Quite possibly, because it's always used in a derogatory way, isn't it? The mental health and people using... Well, for derogatory terms, if you have a bad day, they say, I've gone a bit schizo in that yeah. type of thing, which obviously is fairly derogatory. If it was any other disability or illness, people would be highly offended.
So how can we help you?
Well, I need volunteers who, as I say, have either gone through or experienced mental health issues, live with mental health issues, care for people in the mental health profession, or if you care day to day for a relative, family member, etc., or even friends, you can contact me at sharonrace.co.uk. That's race as in running race, human race, space race. Mm. Not waste, as I'm sometimes called, Miss Waste. I'm not quite sure why, nice. But...
it's got no correlation with...
Absolutely. Well, I hope not.
No.
Put it that way. But yeah, sharonrace as in running race.co.uk.
SharonRace.co.uk.
Yeah.
That's your email?
No, you can email me mail@SharonRace.co.uk.
Right.
But if you go on the website, you can actually go through a contact form as well.
Okay, so www.SharonRace.co.uk or Sharon@SharonRace.
No, mail@SharonRace.co.uk.
mail@SharonRace.co.uk. Thank you. It's just I'm looking at a different email address of yours, which is why I said that, you see. SharonRace.co.uk or mail@SharonRace.co.uk if you have or you know of somebody who has mental health issues and you can help with Sharon putting together her monologues.